T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Just like that nice man said, it is time for the Derek Shelton Show. The Pirates manager is on the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Shelty, you're on with myself and Paul Zeiss, and we're very happy that you referred to City Limits by his new nickname.
Yeah, well, that's what you did. And I appreciate you saying the nice guy. Were you referring to me when you said the nice guy in the intro?
Yeah,
was that
yes.
what you were saying?
You and the guy who did the read there is a very nice guy.
Okay.
Do you know
Limits,
Paul?
Yeah. No, but City Limits, yeah. I used it for the first time today, so I didn't know you were aware of that. But I'm trying to get there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And you know Paul, yes?
We did this show a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, we did it when you were drinking Mai Tais with Cookie on
with
the beach
Cookie.
In Speedos.
That's right, in Speedos, yes. let's get to some of your decisions, Shelty. This one last night, I thought you were crazy. I thought McCutchen should move lower in the lineup. You put him all the way up to leadoff, and he hits a home run and gets 3 hits. He could have easily had 4. What did you see that a lot of us didn't?
Well, it's shocking that you're second-guessing me. I mean, that never happens. You know? I mean, we are always lockstep. Honestly, as you guys know, we've been struggling offensively. My thought was, we're going to provide a little bit of spark here with a little bit of stability, and Kutch has done it and knew it wasn't going to overwhelm him. I thought the night before he probably had his 2 best at-bats that he'd had since he had hit the homer in Philly, and, just went with the veteran there, and he provided the spark right from the jump.
That seemed to settle everybody down a little bit when he hits a home run to start the game. But I think the larger story for your offense is you got to see O'Neill Cruz kind of get on track. Is that you've been around the game a long time? Is that the kind of game that a guy like him needs? And the next thing you know, now he'll start seeing the ball again and hitting and settling in.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's a young player. The game was going really fast for him. Probably had lost a little bit of his swagger. And the fact that, he gets the first hit, and then he hits the ball off the wall at about 115. And then the big left-on-left base hit there at the end. That's the kind of game that, will give you a little bit of confidence back and like, all right, here we go. Because the game's hard, and especially for him, having missed as much time as he did last year, that was really important for us. And I think just in totality, the fact that we moved the ball yesterday, I mean, even Jack's ball not hit very hard, they make an error. Those are the things we did early in the year when we were winning games that we kind of had gotten away from offensively.
Shelty, let's talk about confidence for a minute. It's hard to define, but it's so real. It's so true. When I'm on a golf course and I'm a horrible golfer, but if I'm having a good round, all of a sudden I'm swinging freely, I'm happy, I'm taking some chances, I'm being aggressive, and it's all in my head. How much of that do you deal with baseball players, having it all be in their head?
That is every day. These guys are so physically talented. it's very rarely a mechanical thing. There's tweaks that we make and adjustments we make, but the confidence part of the game and the mental side of the game is such a huge component. And like you said, when you're playing good and you're feeling good, everything seems to be going right. And when you're on the flip side of it, it's, you know, every single thing that happens. Like, let's go back 2 days ago. I mean, Reese McGuire hits a ball 120 feet off his hands that falls for a double with the bases loaded, you know. And 2 weeks ago, we catch that ball. So there's little things that happen that provide confidence. But this game is so mental, and those are the challenges we have. And it's really going back to the question with Kutch. You know, we know Kutch is mentally strong. We know Kutch has been in the fire for a long time. So you put him at the top to give you a little stability because, honestly, we have a bunch of young kids that are going to go through trying times, and we have to provide as much stability as possible.
Well, speaking of young kids and confidence, I mean, Henry Davis obviously has gotten off to a rough start. And you know, it just at times it seems like he's a little overwhelmed. How do you get him back on track? Is there, you know, even a point you might have to send him back to Indianapolis to work on some things? I mean, are you, what is your plan or what are you looking at to try and get him going?
Yeah, well, defensively, Henry's done a really nice job. Offensively, it looks like he's in between. And I think that's why we're seeing him take the pitches that he's taking and, you know, swinging at the pitches. I mean, that sounds really elementary, but I do think some of this comes down to when you're feeling good, you know, it's free and easy. And right now it looks like, you know, we're gripping the bat a little bit tight there. And we got to get back to the free and easy swings that we saw last year. We got to get back to him using the entire field like he did last year before he came to the big leagues and then actually when he came to the big leagues. Those are the key components that are going to make him go.
I believe you started Joey Bart consecutive games, Shelty. Is this officially a timeshare, like an equal timeshare at catcher, or even leaning toward Bart at the moment?
Well, I don't think we're leaning one way or another, but I do think we're going to see both guys play. I mean, Joey has done a good job. He swung the bat well, and we still got to get Henry going. So, we're going to see, you know, I mean, it's not the timeshare in Boca Raton that Cook probably owns, but, you know, we're going to see both guys play.
And when will we see Grandal?
I think that's still to be determined. He's in Indy. We got to build him up. I mean, he missed so much time that we have to build up his spring training. I mean, he had caught 9 innings on Sunday. He's catching 9 innings again tonight or scheduled to. And then we'll continue to go from there. But we just got to get his volume built up. I think right now he's at 15 or 16 plate appearances. And we need to just make sure that he's healthy before he comes back.
We would be remiss, Derek, if we didn't ask you the Paul Skeens question and when we might see him. But I think even beyond him, because obviously there's a plan in place with him and whatnot, you've been looking for some offense, and right now it looks like Nick Gonzalez is really hitting the cover off the ball down in the minors. I mean, might we see him soon?
Well, I think with the Skeens portion, your point there, Paul, is really good. There is a plan in place. We've talked about it. There is a buildup. I mean, he has yet to throw on 5 days. That's something that's going to be important to us. And as Stark and I talked about the other day, efficiency is going to be important too, you know, to build him up and being efficient. And sometimes that's challenging when you're punching guys out, and he has punched guys out. But there is a plan in place for Paul to continue to progress before, you know, he's in Pittsburgh. And then with Nick Gonzalez, yeah, he's off to a really good start. And it's something that we're monitoring. I don't think we have a time frame with anybody that's coming to the big leagues or when they're coming. There's certain factors that are involved in everything. But, you know, we're really pleased with the start that Nick's off to, because there were some things in spring training that we singularly focused on with him, with his swing, that it's really shown up so far in Indy.
If I said as long as he keeps pitching well, that we'll see Skeens by Memorial Day, would you say I'm right?
I would say, you know, I don't live in a skeptical world, and I will not answer that. Come on, we've been doing this for 5 years. You
all
know,
right,
I'm not answering.
All right, then here's something you can give me a concrete answer to. Jones pitched great last night. Everybody's happy. The last time out, everybody was up in arms because he came out after 59 pitches, and I can't be the only one who was surprised when, after you said it was predetermined, Ben Cherington said the staff decided on their own that they were going to hold him back. Whose decision was it, the predetermined decision, the one where you guys, somebody said, we're going to limit him to five innings no matter what. What person was at the forefront of that decision?
Well, it was a collaborative decision. I mean, it was predetermined going through it. I mean, ultimately, once we get into the game, it's just like any decision. It's my decision. Just like last night, the decision to let him face Perkins was my decision, which I know a lot of people didn't think was going to happen. But it was collaboratively a decision by, you know, us. But ultimately, I think to Ben's point, the staff is the one, or I'm the one that takes him out. So, you know, it was me taking him out. But we had talked about that decision, you know, previously to going into the game.
With Ben, was he aware that that was the plan going into the game?
Yeah, Ben was aware of the plan. I mean, everything that we do within our pitching group, we talk about. So, yeah, he was aware that we were going to shorten it up. I mean, I didn't give him a specific on it, but yeah, he was aware of what we were doing.
Something that didn't make sense to a lot of people is why cut it off at innings instead of pitches? Because there's no way of knowing going into a game what those five innings are going to be like. You might have a guy do what he did and have an unbelievably low pitch total and a high strike total.
I think that's a great point, and I appreciate you bringing it up. And again, ultimately, this is why it's my decision. And this is something we have talked about since then. You know, do we know we're right at five innings? No, I'm not telling you we do. Just like I'm not telling you that anybody in the game knows how we're going to prevent, you know, any type of injuries or everything that's going on. So I'm not saying we're right here. I'm not saying 59 pitches was right. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying that this was a situation that we thought we were going to monitor him. So I don't know if the five ups is right. I don't know if the 59 pitches is right. And I completely understand that. I will tell you, since that point, there has been a lot of discussion about that specific thing. And that's not saying like, hey, we're trying to skirt around that we took him out and he was pitching really well. No, you know me better than that I don't do that. But we have to continue to look at what our process is here. And again, not saying that process is right or we have it to the point of like, hey, we got this nailed down. But it's something we will continue to talk about. And honestly, going into it, you know, I had predetermined that it was going to be five. Now, looking back at it, it was five and 59. Should I have adjusted that? Maybe, you know, but I think the thing about it is we have to continue to kind of study and look at what our process is.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's interesting, the subject of arms, young arms, and arm prevention, injury prevention has been obviously very much front and center with respect to Major League Baseball. And Greg Maddux weighed in with his theory that one of the problems is all of the young pitchers, especially, meaning even at the lower levels in youth baseball and high school baseball and whatnot, it's all a focus on velocity, maximum velocity, and now, you know, obviously spin rate as well, as opposed to teaching guys to pitch strikes and throw strikes and not necessarily worry about maximum velocity. Do you buy any of that theory that maybe this is what's led to, you know, this rash of arm injuries and where the game is today?
Yeah, well, number one, I'm never going to disagree with the Hall of Famer that probably had the best control of any human being in the last 100 years. But the point is in not having seen Maddox's quote, but if he stated that it's going down to even the youth level and high school level and college level, I 100% agree with that. I think we're too focused at the lower levels on that specifically. And it's why we're seeing kids that are, you know, and this would be a great time that I wish Cook was here that I could make an age joke about him and I being old. But like when we were growing up, 15-year-old kids weren't having Tommy John surgeries or they weren't going to orthopedic surgeons. You pitched, you know, and then you pitched the next day and you played another position. So I do think there is so much focus on that. And it's not just at the professional level. This is throughout the game of baseball that everything can be measured. You know, technology is great, but when we got a 12-year-old worrying about what his spin rate is or how hard he's throwing his breaking ball or the vert on it, we have an issue in the game. And I think this is a larger issue than just professional baseball. That's a personal opinion of mine that I think we focus way too much on those things.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, there's so many stories about that. You know, the pitch clock, is it too much throwing in the off season or when they're young or not enough velocity and spin? It sounds like you're putting forth the idea that a lot of people have that it feels like starters everywhere are throwing like closers, like not really pitching, but just trying to blow people away with velocity and spin. But then it comes into my mind, Shelty, whether we had the measurements when we were young or not, wasn't everybody trying to spin the ball as much as possible and throw with maximum velocity then too?
Yeah, I maybe it's the measurables. I don't know. Again, I mean, this goes back exactly to like the Jones point of 5 and 59. I don't think we know. I really don't. And it's not, you know, me trying to avoid it. It's me trying to take responsibility for it. It's like we don't know, so we have to continue to look and say like, hey, what are we doing? How are we doing it? I do know that the arm injuries, you know, it's a challenge in the game today, and we have to figure out the best way, not only organizationally but, you know, as the game, to keep pitchers healthy. It's not good for the game that we have multiple frontline starters that are not pitching. So I don't know, you know, no one has the answer. And I know they're studying it, they're paying attention to it. There's different beliefs on what it is, but it's something we have to figure out because we're losing prime time pitchers in the, you know, heart of their career to injuries.
There was one piece, I think, in The Athletic where it talked about the designer pitches that are out there. And one medical guy said, we can literally look at an MRI and say that this pitch did that to this guy. How much discussion, whether it's Ben, Oscar, you, your medical people, do you have about designer pitches?
Well, I mean, I think the designer pitch that was referred to in that article is the sweeper, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's a sweeper.
I think so.
Yeah, and I think there's some doctors that believe, you know, that that's harmful. The question I have back is, like, the sweeper is the old school slurve. So people did throw it. So I don't know if the designer pitches, you know, in that regard, and God, I never thought we would say designer pitchers when we were talking about pitches in baseball. That seems a little sick. That, maybe that's the traditionalist in me, but I don't know. But I do know that every organization, including ours, is looking at everything possible to make sure that we try to keep guys healthy because, I mean, I think as we see, when you have good starting pitching, you put yourself in a position to win every night.
You know, The one thing, back to your team a little bit, speaking of pitchers, the one guy that seems like he's gotten a little bit out of whack is Aroldis Chapman, who was really, really good early, but he's had some control issues. I mean, how do you get – you talk about a guy like McCutchen being a veteran and you know, just sort of having to be able to find his own way. How do you get a guy like Chapman back, you know, because he plays such an important role? You know, you need to put him out there and know that he's going to get the job done. How do you give him the opportunity to figure it out?
Yeah, I think the big thing here is we got to slow him down a little bit. The last couple outings, he's just got moving too fast. And when you're that big, and, you know, I don't know if you guys have been around Chappie, but that's a large human being. and you get moving really fast, you lose your arm angle. And when you lose your arm angle, we saw the result last night of just losing the strike zone. So we got to slow him down a little bit, get him moving down the mound more directionally, because he's just kind of not working in the right direction right now.
Shelty, I also wanted to talk about Jones from last night and how good he was and how you did keep him in there in that spot. I'm trying to put into perspective of I don't want to go crazy here, but we've all seen people like, you know, Dwight Gooden and other guys come up with just electric arms. Is he close to that kind of category, at least for a guy who's just getting started here? I haven't seen this too much, and I've been around almost as long as Ron.
Well, you're not that old. I mean, let's get that on record. You're not that old. But yeah, I do think we have a good one here, you know, and it's in, again, that's why we're very mindful of it. You know, sometimes people don't like that, but I understand that. But yeah, his stuff is good. I mean, the thing I love about him is the way he approaches the game. Like, watch him during the game. And I even said last night post game, watch him the days he doesn't pitch, how much he watches the game and how focused in he was. I mean, even last night when he slipped and scared us, like, I went out to the mound and he stared at me like, why are you out here? Like, you know, this kid is intense and focused. And I think to your point, like, last night he got a little bit of a leash. You know, we gave him the guy with the bases loaded. Wanted to see how he responded to it after the walk, and he did a good job. So I think we're really fortunate what this kid's doing. The biggest thing that is really encouraging for me and should be for everybody is just the lack of walks. I mean, the fact that this guy's putting the ball on the plate is something that's really important for young pitchers. And then you have young pitchers with his stuff, you get a really good combination.
We often hear, you know, with any young player that has some success early, that, you know, sooner or later the league is going to punch back. But every so often you got a guy who's got the kind of, you know, ability or makeup stuff, whatever, where there isn't that big of a punch back. Do you expect there to be growing pains at some point with Jerry where you know, the league sort of figures him out a little bit and he has to adjust?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the major league players are just too good. They're going to adjust. They're going to do things. The one thing, because of, you know, Jared's weapons, I think he has the ability to adjust off. We're going to have to see how it happens, when it happens. You know, the one thing that I think we've been fortunate with early on is he's faced some really good lineups. So we've kind of seen how they've attacked him and what they've done. I think we'll see the curveball and the changeup come into play more when he has to use them, because it's, you know, been a lot of fastball slider initially, but the things that are controllable, like him with the running game, him putting the ball on the plate, those things, you know, aren't going to change. And I think that's really important. And when they do adjust, then we'll make the adjustments with it.
Lastly, Shelty, I don't know if you saw the Aaron Boone ejection last night. The ump told him to not say another word, and he didn't. Boone didn't, but somebody behind the dugout, a Yankee fan, did. And Boone got thrown out for it. It was very funny. I'm wondering if you saw it, and if there's anybody at PNC Park that sort of backs you up a lot and could be mistaken for you.
Yeah, I did see it. I actually saw it live. So I loved Booney's reaction. Honestly, it was very, very funny. And actually, knowing Booney pretty well, it was very funny watching him react, especially because of the fact that he was looking at his fingernails, which I thought was kind of comical. You know, like, he was out for a stroll and he was looking at his nails like, I'm going to be quiet, I'm not going to say anything. And yeah, we do have some people over our dugout that definitely will get after umpires, you know, because I usually stay quiet. You know, as you guys both know, I usually don't say much and I'm very calm during games. So.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shelty. And we'll have City Limits here work on the story. Pirates manager promises Skeens by Memorial Day, okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely make sure that's it. That'll be great for me.
Thank you, Shelty.
All right, see you guys.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.